You find yourself walking down a mown grass path between tall, perfectly trimmed green hedges. The path curves slightly to the left and then to the right, so you can't see very far in front of you. The path is wide enough so that you can reach out and touch each side with your hands. The hedge leaves are tiny and soft. Looking up, you see the sky is bright blue and the air is warm, fragrant, and comfortable. The sky looks like a beautiful blue bowl tipped upside down over the world. The path suddenly opens up in front of a lime green house. You see it has two stories and a front porch. Someone has planted light blue and dazzling white and yellow flowers in front of each side of the stairs to the porch. Walking around towards the back, you see that the hedge surrounds the house, not so tightly as to block the light, yet you discover the path is the only way in and out. You walk all the way around the house. In the back, there is a nicely tended patch of sunflowers and an empty clothesline. Coming around to the front, you decide to go in. You're a little thirsty and you would like something to drink. Walking up the front stairs to the porch, you peer through the window and you can see that there is very little furniture inside. Opening the heavy door and stepping inside, a powerful smell strikes you. While clearly a bad smell, it is odd, at first musty and harsh, then very sweet. You close your mouth and inhale deeply in order to try to discern its source. The air bites at your sinuses like ammonia or worse. The house is silent except for the echoing of your steps. All of this is in contrast to the cleanliness of the room that you can see. The entryway has opened up on a parlor with bare, dark hardwood floors and a fireplace with a red brick hearth. The walls are white. The only light is coming in from a bay window. There is a worn but steady wooden table next to the window with a pitcher of water and a single tall drinking glass. You are, in fact, thirsty, so you cross the room to pour yourself a drink. The feeling of the pitcher tells that the water is cold. You lift it and start to pour. As the water hits the glass, the room erupts with terrifying noises. Loud squawking and buzzing bursts in from behind you. You turn quickly, dropping the glass and pitcher, allowing them to shatter on the floor at your feet, splashing your legs with both water and glass. At first, you can't see anything, but when you do, you feel like time has slowed way down. In what seems like slow motion, the first of thousands of crows and bees fly out from the fireplace. You are rooted to your spot and cannot move as the swarm fills the parlor. They fly in swirls, as if blown in from behind by a huge wind. The sound and the smell grow stronger, and now every motion snaps into real time as the crows, large black birds, orient themselves and fly straight at you. Sharp beaks and claws peck and scratch at your hands and face. The bees surround you and fill your ears, your nostrils, and your mouth. Crawling and buzzing over you, you can feel the beating of their wings, and their buzzing fills you. You discover you can move your feet, and you try to run to the door. The bees now begin to sting you without mercy, as if they had been waiting for your signal. What have you done to deserve this? Think back. Does anything come to mind?